Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Rainer's Radio, practical training for joint heirs with Christ, with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good evening, and welcome to Rainer's Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host, and we just want to stop and let our thoughts fall back into centering in on God and what He is saying to each one of us as individuals, and let Him make Himself known to you right now. So, Lord, we just ask that you settle us into your presence, reveal yourself, and we cast away any interference that doesn't have any right to be here, whether it's from the world system and feeling pressure, time pressure, or family pressure, or self-expectations, or whether those challenges coming from our soul, our own need for or desire for control. So often we want to know what God's doing so we can control it. We also take authority over all demonic interference that doesn't have a right to be here. You must go now. You must go where Jesus sends you, and you can't come back. Any blessings or cursings or good or bad that is sent that is not from you, Lord, we only want what's from you. We just turn even Christian witchcraft away. Even prayers that don't originate with you, Lord, and that don't line up with what you're doing in our lives. Well-meaning though they may be, Lord, we only want what's from you. And that's a high demand, Lord, but we're here where we are, and we want to go deeper into you. We want more of you. We know that you're the only thing that satisfies, that brings contentment and joy, and frees us to receive you, to know you. Lord, we want to be healed. We want to be made whole. We want what you want for us. And we thank you that for whatever reason, you have revealed yourself to us. And we want to know you more. We thank you for putting that hunger and thirst in us. And teach us now how to pursue. Lord, we want to be satisfied. We want you. And we thank you because we know that that desire itself comes from you. Do not trick us. You do not tease us. Or we even ask that you stir up that hunger and thirst, that we not settle for anything less than everything you have for us. And we thank you that we can count on you to not let us miss you. Lord, you know each one of our situations and the challenges and the circumstances we each face. Lord, I ask that whatever that circumstance is, You make your presence known in the circumstance. And we thank you ahead of time for what you're going to do. We know we can trust you and rely on you, that your ways are not our ways, so your results don't always meet our expectations. But you do know what's best for us, and we thank you ahead of time. So often we want to get out of change. We all know about going around the mountain time and time again. And so often we think it's because we haven't learned something or haven't overcome something. But a lot of time it's just because we don't want to rise to the challenge. We don't want to face our mountain. Some of you might be having a challenge right now that you've been avoiding dealing with. And the Lord is just really encouraging you right now to deal with that challenge. He's giving you the wisdom. He's giving you the tools you'll need. His desire is not to hurt anyone, but you've gone around this mountain over and over again. It's time to face it and deal with it head on. When you do, you will speak to that mountain, "Be thou removed," and it will be removed. Now, what's funny, when that mountain is removed, truth will be revealed. What do mountains do? They fill our vision. They keep us from seeing the full horizon. So when that mountain is removed, God has some surprises for you. So meet that challenge. Head on, and God will show you how. It's not about you figuring out where you're missing it. And don't try harder. What have you been avoiding? Stop and face it now. So, for the past few weeks, past few months, we've been talking about, and we will continue to talk about, understanding what God is saying. We've been talking about hearing his voice. First recognizing his voice, then understanding what is being said. Sometimes we understand what he's saying because God explains himself. And sometimes we understand what he's saying after the fact. Oh, that's what you meant. But just to review, he speaks to us generally. He speaks to us specifically, gives detail. He gives us direction. He provides confirmation. And last week we started to talk about how God speaks to us in secrets, in mysteries, in hidden things, in puzzles. He speaks to us things that we don't necessarily understand at the time he speaks them. Now, sometimes it's because this is for another time. He just wants to get our attention. But he might not want to reveal everything about what he's saying now. But sometimes he speaks to us in mysteries and secrets So we will pursue him. So we will change our lifestyle. So we will reprioritize how we spend our time. Sometimes what he shows us, what he reveals, the secrets, the mysteries, don't line up with what we believe. And so those beliefs keep us from hearing clearly, seeing clearly what God is revealing in those mysteries. And oh, so often we want to be able to figure it out for ourselves. Because guess what? When we can, when we do, it gives us a sense of control. We don't want to have to depend on him. And yet that's exactly his goal for us. That we depend on him 100%. When we are one, spirit, soul, and body, and then one in him, it's not really us depending on him because we're not other. We are one. When one is depending on another, they're two separate. But our goal and his goal is that we be one. Obviously, we're not there yet. So he does whatever he chooses to bring us to that place. Now, I don't understand what it's going to be like and how we will retain our uniqueness, our individuality, our own soul being. And I'm not sure how this all works. And I'm fine with that because I can trust him. You can trust God. Now, it's important that you learn to trust him, that your trust in him and of him is not based on somebody else's trust. Those areas where you've been questioning, you know, it's perfectly fine to question God. He doesn't mind that at all. In fact, odds are really good that he's the one raising the question. Now, that doesn't mean he's obligated to answer your question. But a lot of times, those questions are far more valuable to him and to us than the answers ever could be. Because what does asking questions do? It opens us up to letting God speak truth into our lives. When we ask God honestly, when we share our hearts with him. Now, he already knows what's in there, so it's not like there's any surprises. But when we admit it, and when we are ourselves with him, when he speaks truth, we can accept it. And his truth changes us. His truth, you know, we all believe lies. We all believe things that are not true, whether they're about ourselves or about others or about God or about his ways or our ways or our past or things that have been done to us or for us. None of us have an absolute corner or understanding on truth or reality. So we're all in the process of change. And when we recognize that, we can allow God to do whatever he wants at any given time. And again, one of the ways he does that is by giving us a hunger and a thirst for him. And in a lot of ways, that's all secrets are. God says, I've got a secret. And when he does that, he expects you to pursue him. Lord, what do you mean by that? What are you talking about? He wants us to pursue him. And when he does that, it's good for us to take that hint. When he's saying, come this way, walk with me, go with him, walk with him, it's a good thing. When he's knocking on the door, let him in. Be prepared that he's not there to debate. He's not there to compromise. He is truth. He does have a corner on reality. He does have a corner on your circumstances. He does have full understanding and comprehension of your heart. And he's not going to compromise and be unrealistic about your situation. Now, sometimes that keeps us from going to him because we think, okay, he's going to judge me. And in a sense, he already did that. And there's nothing that is a surprise. Fortunately, nothing you've done, good or bad, affects his love for you. Because his love for you is not about you. It's about him. But do be prepared to let go of whatever you've been relying on to try to control him, to try to control your life. So one of our problems, we try to convince God that what he's saying really isn't true. No, God, that can't be right. No, this couldn't have been your will. This certainly could not have been your intent for me. He just says, yes, it was. Come, let me show you. So there will be times that we are to simply accept what he is saying to us without understanding it. God is under no obligation to explain himself. Why does he share secrets with us? Why doesn't he just make it plain, make it clear? Who you truly are in your spirit already knows the answer to all the questions. Your spirit, who you truly are, there are no secrets. But who your spirit is, who you truly are, knows why the Lord doesn't want you to have understanding now in your soul realm. So we can be at peace accepting whether God gives an answer or not. It's not a reflection on, are we ready? Are we, quote unquote, spiritual enough? whatever God gives you, accept and just say thank you. And this will increase as your confidence in your relationship grows. You'll just accept every situation, every circumstance, and enjoy what God gives you. You'll be able to tell if this is something that you should be satisfied with, or if He wants you to pursue Him for a revelation of that mystery, that secret. Now, part of this is our own character needs to line up with our spirit. Because there are things God wants to reveal and show us, but only us. Because He loves to show His friends what is on His heart before He does things. So sometimes He reveals secrets to those He trusts that He wants to keep secret. So God wants to be able to trust us with things that are important to Him. Think about that. It's not just about what's important to you. God wants to share with you what's on His heart. So part of the process of getting to that point where God can trust you in your soul, He's entrusting us with secrets and seeing how well we handle them. Can you keep your mouth shut? So here's how to handle the secrets of the Lord. It's not that hard. Just like everything else, you ask. Lord, is this something you want me to share? And if so, with whom? Or is this something just between us? So often God reveals something, either a new aspect of Himself or something He's going to do in the future or that He is doing, and we try to build a ministry around it. We start going on the TV shows or write a book when really all He wanted to do was share so we could enjoy with Him what He's doing. I think one of the greatest marvels of self-control was when God revealed to Daniel what He was going to do in the future. And then told Daniel to seal the vision. And he did. Or in the book of Revelation, told John, he heard the voice and started to write it down what the thunder said. And he stopped. Said, okay, I won't. So he had to keep it a secret. For some reason, we have a hard time with that. I think it entices us in a lot of different ways. So another way God speaks to us is through silence. And this can be the most difficult way that He communicates with us. We live in a culture and a time in which our ears and our minds are bombarded with information and sound and music and noise and chatter 24 hours a day. This is why the very foundation of learning to know God, being able to hear His voice, because part of all of our enemies' effort has been to prevent that. You know, what's the first thing that happens when we're under stress? We have a hard time stilling our thoughts, stilling our emotions, quieting down so that we can hear God. And yet that's when we need to hear Him most. And to be able to live a lifestyle, develop a lifestyle of quietness, not just in our thought life, not just in our emotions, but refraining from making new commitments and even learning the difference between what's important and what's urgent, and bringing gently every thought into captivity. And we do that by letting God do it. It always goes back to when we turn to Him, our thoughts go to Him. We don't get rid of our thoughts. We don't quiet our thoughts and then turn to God. We turn to Him. We fall into Him. And as we do that, our thoughts are quieted. You know, that's our normal, our natural, our original state of being, is quiet before God. So the more you practice His presence and being quiet and enjoying that rest and comfort, there's such a healing and rest that comes because that's your normal state of being. All this thinking and all this feeling and all this doing is not who you are. And it's exhausting. I think it's ironic, but probably insightful, that so often as people start learning to build that quietness into their lives, they find themselves falling asleep as soon as they start to focus on God. What does that tell you? First, that your physical body probably needs more rest, but also that your soul probably needs more rest. And how do we get it? It's certainly not by working harder. It's certainly not by trying to be quiet. As you spend time with God, He will quiet the waves. He will still your storm. You turn to Him first. Then He takes care of getting everything else into alignment in your whole life. It is in knowing His silence that we come to recognize His presence. It is in His silence that He does His greatest work in, through, and for us. And it is in His silent presence that we find our rest and where He finds His dwelling place. So thanks for tuning in. We'll be getting back together again the same time next week. Until then, this is Diane Thomas of Rainer's Radio. Have a great and quiet weekend.